Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I plugged you in at Food Do You Dirty, 844-999-OLA.
All right, Ken, welcome back to the show.
All righty, so jump to my story. Wife and I are going out to our favorite Chinese food place, and we get there, and they've changed owners, and menu's different. So we're like, ah, crap, all right, well, we'll be adventurous. So we get fried prawns. Yeah, sweet.
Nice.
That was problem one. Problem two was it looked like they took live prawns, let them swim in the batter, and then deep fried them. That was two.
So what are you saying? The heads were on and the shells were on.
Oh, yeah. And okay. Here's problem three. When I popped the head, this lovely pink gelatinous goo just sort of started oozing out. And so I don't decide not to suck the innards of the head out, but I paid for it, and I'm being ethnic. I'm being adventurous. Mm-hmm. I was also taking an advanced anatomy class, so for the next 24 hours, I could tell exactly where in my gut those prawns were transiting through.
Yeah. See, I like fried shrimp heads, man.
But wait, did you get sick at all, or was it just psychological?
Oh man, I was sick like a dog.
Really?
An hour after I ate, started just getting dumping sweats, and then gut started going. And that just got the whole system starting to go. So
I was in the toilet for about
24
you're
hours.
You're studying anatomy, which tells me there's some medical thing somewhere, but you still made the decision that sucking gelatinous pink goo out of the head of a possibly deep-fried prawn was a good idea.
Well, I said I didn't do that.
No, you did not. Okay.
There's a difference between smart and intelligent.
Did your wife eat any of this stuff?
She did not. She called me pretty stupid, and then she reminded me of that for the next 24 hours.
I was going to say, so she did not get sick, so it wasn't like a dish. It couldn't have been anything else, and it was strictly
it was the prawns.
Okay.
The man said pink gelatinous ooze came, like, to me.
That's when you spit it out. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, with seafood,
but he
man,
ate it anyway.
Don't
of
you,
course the shrimp was
it. You can taste the shrimp when it's bad. It's like, I mean, it's out.
Here's his thing. In his mind, as he even said, I was being ethnic. Like, food poisoning isn't an ethnic.
No, that's not like...
It's undercooked.
Yeah, only Italians get food poisoning. No, that's not how it works.
A couple of comments here. It says, I received food poisoning 5 times in my life. 2 were so bad I had to go to the ER. The first time was from a sandwich from a very popular sandwich chain. Another from mayo that was left out overnight. Another from a take-and-bake white sauce pizza, another by sushi, and the most recent one was just a couple of months ago, which gave me salmonella, cause of which is unknown, but I suspect it was pizza again. That from Austin
pizza.
In Utah.
Hmm.
And then there's this one.
Don't get pizza in Utah. Don't eat sushi in Utah.
Right. Again, you know, I was talking to my mother about that. We went to brunch, right? And we're sitting at a waterside place. There's tons of seafood, and this makes sense to me. So I'm talking to my mother, and I pointed out, somehow we got to like the middle of the country, and I was like, yeah, well, I don't know what there is to do in Indianapolis besides the 500, but what are they known for? She's like, I have no idea. I said, they're known for the shrimp cocktail. And her and my father nodded for a minute, then see them look at each other, and they look back at me. So I had to hold up my hands defensively and say, listen, I'm not pulling one over on you. I'm telling you that Indianapolis is known for its shrimp
cocktail. St. Elmo's.
So my father, being my father, of course, where the hell did they get the shrimp? I said, exactly.
How do they have the best? I think it's a lot to do with their cocktail sauce.
Lots.
But still.
I'm sure it's the cocktail. You know why the cocktail sauce is probably so good? Because the shrimp aren't.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're in the middle of the country, so you go like, hey, man, we got to do something about this nasty-ass shrimp. Like, make that cocktail sauce potent as hell.
I'll tell you something else that's really weird, man. If you go anywhere else and you get oysters, even if you're on the East Coast or whatever, oh, we have great oysters. They're unbelievable. They give you an oyster menu. 60% of those oysters are from here.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know what I'm saying? You're like, yeah. I could just eat those at home, couldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I bet they're fresher.
They are good. And this comment, I like this. Something about a chimichanga.
Oh, I love a chimichanga. Don't ruin a chimichanga for me.
Miles, I'm about to ruin a chimichanga.
Don't ruin the chimichanga.
Because this one, the man discovered the one thing that I feel on the list of things you really hope not to discover.
Well, I might get a chimichanga tonight.
This is the one. So it says, I was once eating a chimichanga. I bit down on something chewy. I knew it wasn't food. Pulled out a rolled up and used Band-Aid out of my mouth. Immediately threw up. Let's just say I'll never go back. That happened in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, okay. All right, we're safe.
Cool. But if I go to Tucson, like, I'm not getting chimichanga.
How do you mess up a chimichanga?
Put
Tucson,
a Band-Aid
Arizona.
In it.
You can
mess up anything with a Band-Aid. So how could you mess up Jell-O? Put a Band-Aid in it. How could you mess up pizza? Put a Band-Aid in it.
The food is a mess up. Somebody dropped it in a fryer by mistake.
But it was a delicious mistake.
That was the greatest mistake ever. So were chicken wings.
Yeah.
That was a mistake. They just had all these extra drumsticks laying around.
Right, but they knew they were fried. I'm saying, the chimichanga, literally, the dude just dropped it. It's not supposed to be fried at all.
Yeah, but typically at this place, they had fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
They said, the hell with it, we're just going to take the drumsticks.
Got the wrong parts, yeah.
I get that. I'm just saying, like, he physically made a mistake. He just dropped it in there. Yeah, they didn't make a conscious choice to be like, let's try this.
When did food do you dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Thank you, brother.
Good. Well, my story is about 10 years ago, my wife and I were flying to Paris, France for a honeymoon, and I happened to eat the curry chicken on the plane there.
Airplane curry, bro.
About an hour later, my guts were like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, uh-oh. And so I'm not even kidding you, man. I was doing double dragons in the bathroom like 14 times the whole way there.
It's horrible.
The next day I was like, I don't want to eat anything. Sorry.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've had plenty of airplane food. It is what it is, but there are certain things, if they say it out loud, because I try to repeat it in my head and put the word airplane in front of it, right? So anything with curry, I don't know what it, because curry seems to be a very slippery slope. And it seems to me, if things go wrong and curry is part of it, it's significantly worse than, like, anything else being in your system.
Really wrong.
Right. Because now it's going to sting. Yeah. Right. You know what I mean? So, like, you go through all, you're going to have all the sweats, the mouth sweats, you're going to puke, diarrhea, all this stuff. But you add curry to it. And it takes. So anytime they've offered me that on a plane, I'm like, no, thank you. Because curry.
The worst part is trying to throw up in an airplane stink.
Well, there's not a lot of room. Why not the toilet?
Oh, it's just little
tiny bowl. I think he had the ultimate dilemma.
Yeah.
The toilet was occupied.
I puked in an airplane toilet once.
I've done that.
Because of food poisoning or because you were just hungover?
I don't know. I've always said the food wasn't right, but I also had like two or three drinks at the bar. I was eating the food, so it's like, I can't blame it just on the food. Sure. I was drinking.
But you will. Miles touched on this earlier. Like, we anytime you get food poisoning, you go back through the myriad of things you consumed. Whatever you liked least, we'll get the blame.
Right.
It's going to be like, I had 17 shots of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Tell you what, though, man, that bologna sandwich I ate. Ooh.
You might have a bacteria-infected ice machine. You know what I mean? Or something like that. And you get from the ice. You know what I mean?
We need to print stickers that say that and then go to random businesses and slap that sticker on the ice machine.
Exactly. Seriously, ice machine is the biggest cause of bacteria. People get sick all the time from that.
Well, think about any time you see an ice machine. Like, you've been at a hotel, motel, whatever, and you see some couple, they're going to get ice, and you see him just raking his hand in there, and I'm like, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not eating any of that.
When did food do you dirty? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, so I was going through the drive-thru at a pretty popular food chain, KFC.
What is it called again? I thought you're going to be kind of just, you know, subtle about not saying what it was. You know, a place that has chicken. But I went to a fast food establishment that has a drive-thru called Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, goddamn, man. Jesus. I'm glad you're not a doctor telling people they have cancer. You have a little thing that's not as big to call cancer.
Poor delivery. You got it. I got it.
Okay. So you're KFC.
Yeah. Going through the drive-thru, get one of them chicken zinger sandwiches. I bring it home. It's about a 15-minute drive from there. Unwrap the wrapping and perfectly placed, as almost if it was placed there. Possibility it was an accident. just like your chimichanga was a used Band-Aid.
I don't think it was put there on purpose.
Yeah, that's too obvious.
Pretty gnarly.
Yeah?
It was gnarly.
I mean, I've known people that have chewed food and spit it on someone's food, hocked loogies. You don't want to know this, but look, if they have determined they don't like you for whatever reason, I don't know why, then they've exacted their revenge before you eat. But a Band-Aid, in all my years working, that is not one of the things anyone I knew, including myself, was willing to do. And keep in mind, I steam someone's spinach in my pants.
Yeah.
I don't care. But
Band-Aids, I think, are just... Sorry, you're probably going to say, are just mistakes. They just fall off.
It is, but it's not, a bad
one, man. Yeah. It depends.
Like, customers are less free. Like, in all my years, one Band-Aid made it out to a table. I had nothing to do with it, but they were very upset. Anything else that went wrong where they found something in the food, they're mildly upset. You can offer them a drink and it's all good. A Band-Aid, man, there's...
Because Band-Aids, too...
They're not coming back.
Even when you take a Band-Aid off yourself, it's gross.
Yeah.
Because it's there to stop...
Clotted blood, man.
Or pus.
Oh, God.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, just thinking blood.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's only going to stop something that's excreting from your body that shouldn't be a normal hole. Yeah.
Right.
All right. I would think that...
dinner's ready.
What's the worst profession to worry about your food? This is easy, right?
Worst profession
to worry about your food.
What do you mean?
Well, super troopers would tell me being a cop.
That's it. I'm telling you, I would never walk into a restaurant
if
I was a police officer in uniform. Because I would be afraid. Look, what do we know about kitchens?
I know a lot. What do you want to know specifically?
Okay, as far as some of the clientele.
Armed, angry drug addicts, yes.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of them, you know what I mean?
Have a record. Just say it.
Exactly.
This is a stat. 90% of the people washing dishes in a restaurant have a record.
Okay.
And the reason it's only 90% is because a lot of young kids have not been arrested yet.
But they're 15, 16 years old.
This is what
I'm
saying.
They can get their hours, right? I walk in for lunch. I've got my uniform on. I am paranoid as hell. I can tell you right now, if that was me, every single thing that I got that was food, I would be looking at it.
It depends where you are. When I was in Baltimore, you came in a uniform. I mean, you're asking for it, man.
Seriously?
Yeah. Because
that's what I'm saying.
But the difference is, you were accosted on the street for no reason there. That's not so much. There are neighborhoods in Seattle where it might be worse, but I would think the cops know. But in Baltimore, they had to know because when they walked in, half the people working there
left.
You've shook them down before for nothing. So it's like, yeah.
I think it depends. I went on a ride along PG County. I was drinking a cup of hot chocolate, and I left it outside the cruiser, and then walked upstairs, came back, and the cop goes, don't drink that. Somebody might have peed in it.
That's exactly
right. I was like, dang.
That's what I mean. He knows.
But the store we got it from, free hot chocolate.
Yeah, because I pee in it. Maybe. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Our question, when did food do you dirty? And here come those emails from The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
On the subject of the Poppy Seed Challenge that Mike is going to take on there, guys, so I'm not even going to lie. I actually was a heroin and Percocet addict, and I'm on medication called Suboxone, which blocks your ability to take opiates and additionally keeps you from going into withdrawals. I lost my insurance at one point. I started going into withdrawals, so I started looking up how to avoid them and found out that certain brands of poppy seeds are not washed. You can very easily take these seeds and extract opium. I then put that opium on my weed and smoked it. Okay. Good stuff. Guys, last summer, my husband and I took an Alaskan cruise. Yeah, we met some fabulous people at dinner. One family in particular we hope to keep in touch with. We saw them periodically during the 7-day cruise, but the father of the group we noticed we never saw again after about the second day. Later on in the cruise, his wife told us he ate some crab that didn't taste right and had been sequestered in the cabin bathroom for the rest of the trip. He was better by the last day or so, but he looked very tired and a bit green in the face. He only said, yeah, I probably shouldn't have eaten that. Older gentleman Thrill will definitely appreciate this. When I was about 18 years old, I got very ill from eating a salad. Everything in the salad was supposed to be good. Nothing passed the expired date. I made it at about 7 feet off the couch before I puked everywhere. To top it off, I had bronchitis at the same time. I was coughing so hard, I popped blood vessels in my face. It looked like I had an acne breakout. Went to the hospital. They gave me some kinds of meds, placed me on a breathing oxygen machine. To this day, I am crazy about dates on food, no matter what and where it is. And I'm 31 years old. Thanks a lot for all you guys do. That from DJ. Guys, I have two for you. When I was in high school, my friends and I went to the food court in the local mall in Denver. I had a smothered burrito, and the first cut into it, I pulled out a mop string. Second one, I was living in Las Vegas, went to McDonald's, I had a fish sandwich, took a bite, and there was cardboard in between the breading and the fish. They battered over the cardboard. Manager just laughed and apologized and asked if I wanted another one. Haven't had one since. Thanks, and rock on. That from Jack.
Go back to the fish sandwich. I had one as a child that had a bone in it. I still enjoy it to this day. Mm-hmm.
By the way, an interesting comment came in. We were saying, well, you were asking me that in my experience, you said, you know, if I'm a cop, I would be scared to go to some places to get food for fear that people are going to prematurely retaliate. And I said, look, when I was in Baltimore, man, but the cops would shake you down there for no reason. You recognize them, and I'm like, suit yourself, man. But a cop wrote in, and I thought this was brilliant. He says, this is why cops go to Subway. You can watch them make your food.
Makes a lot
of
sense.
That's strong.
Older gentleman, I've been wishing my twin granddaughters, Amelia and Evelyn, a happy second birthday. Since they are twins, can I get a couple of little kid fish sandwiches and maybe a pep talk from Ted about entering the terrible twos? That from Grandpa Swayze. And yes, there's probably a request also from their father, which there was. So thanks for them
as
well.
Fish salad.
Woo! Terrible twos. Now here's the thing. You got that email. We got that email from your grandfather. So as far as he's concerned, be as terrible as you want. All right? He already did it with your father. So now harass your father. Terrible twos. Get it out, kids. Scream at night.
Guys, I'm Wobbin. I want to give a birthday request to my son, Nasty Nate. He is 11 years old today, a hardworking young man that goes with me every weekend to work. So can I get a Your Penis Is Too Small? And the dirty German's talking about saving his money. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Charles.
Yeah, you will want to save your money. I will have sex with you for free.
Yeah, since he's 11.
Take that back.
Yeah, Nasty Nate, back off, okay?
Just keep your piggy bank and ignore everything I said.
Yeah, Nasty Nate, back off. He's with me, the Squirrel Master.
Yeah.
Keep sending those birthday requests in, people.
Yeah, and let's see nastiness. Let Nasty Nate spend some money. He's 11.
Hello, everyone. Ryan the Iceman here. Today is the day my daughter Kyla turns 8.
Walked into that one.
Yeah. From religiously dancing to
How
the
old
beat.
Miles?
8 years old.
Eight.
All right.
She religiously dances to the Beat Migs opener, especially on Friday, and listens to the last 2 hours of the men's room when I get home. She loves you guys. So can I get Coach Ted to give a pep talk about being 8? Maybe a Miles inspirational quote, and maybe Thrill, you could give a couple gets. Thanks so much, guys, and keep on rocking. That from Ryan the Iceman.
Get it.
All right, Kyla, you're 8 years old. Remember to be yourself at all times. Because seriously, there's no one out there that wants to be you.
Give a pep talk, Ted.
Woo! Grade 3. I get it now. You're 8 years old. All right, here's the main thing here. This is when you step it up to the big leagues. You tell your dad, Ryan, and you call him Ryan now as you're 8 years old. You say, Ryan, I'm tired of this glass of soda. I want a 1 liter bottle of that Sprite. Ryan.
Guys, I want to give a shout-out to my little brother, Nick. He's 19 years old. Please give him a turtle wax with a you like that in the paws and your penis is too small. That from his older brother, Brandon, the bus driver.
You like that? You like that?
Go guys, please wish our favorite redheaded former manager, Jen, a happy birthday. Some dirty German talk will help make her new friends in her cubicle farm. That from the current and former ladies of the Specs team.
Yeah, I like the idea of this redhead. I will look down, it would be like the sun glowing from my groin.
Yes, you know, since the term we have is this business, but maybe it'll be different with Germans. Make sure you clean up that Specs spot.
Yeah, tonight I'm going to have some ginger snaps.
Yeah, I had somebody earlier today in the kitchen hating on gingers.
Yeah, I'm going to ginger rail you.
Yeah, I don't want to say his name, Sean.
He's railing on gingers?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean does not like gingers.
Out of nowhere, he said, yeah, seems like the type of person that would date a ginger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys,
don't worry, Mal. He's on your team drinking the oat milk.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is he? Team oat milk? Fantastic.
Yeah, it makes him angry. It makes him hit redheads.
Yeah, it makes him so tough. He was waiting for his coffee to cool off. He said, oh, it's too hot. It's going to burn my lips.
Yeah.
Happy 22nd birthday to my son, Cole, a fine young man who enjoys skateboarding and fishing with the old dad there. How about an owl hitting the window and Coach Ted talking about skateboarding? Thanks, men's room. That from the dad.
Woo! One thing everybody knows about Coach Smith is he loves skateboarding. Thrill knows it. Now, maybe I'm throwing in a Mick Twist, ollie it into a kickflip, who knows? From a 9 grand to a 5-0 grand. Get in there, son.
Michelle is my lovely life partner Hazard's birthday. She's wonderful and beautiful as such. She would surely love to hear the dirty Germans getting extra nasty while explaining what their new movie, The Hammerhead Shark, is all about, please.
Yeah, you know exactly what that movie is about. Do not make fun of it when you see it. By the way, the question... Has anyone seen The Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah, it's a Hammerhead Shark movie. It's about the Hammerhead Shark. They can hammer you from both sides.
Yeah, it was called Two-Sided Shark, but we changed the name.
So, you know, be careful. Mm-hmm. While that shark looks stupid, it's very dangerous.
Hello, Charles. It's my very close friend Christina's birthday. We often text, argue back and forth on our commute on what we think the profile this answers are. Since clearly my awesome friendship is gift enough, we need to get her anything else. But since she is inching closer and closer to death, can you give her an original fish sandwich and a Joey Chestnut? Thanks, guys. That from Dan.
Fish sandwich.
Chestnut! Hey guys, Jordan, pronounced Mega Dude, is 26. It would be great if Thrill could conjure up the spirit of Captain Crunch and remind Jordan to store his vinyl upright instead of in a pile. Thanks, guys. That from Max.
Dear God, are you an amateur? Of course you stack it upright. You don't put it in a pile. Are we talking about records or pants? You don't know this, but I wear vinyl assless chaps on the cover of all Captain Crunch, made out of fiberglass and sugar.
I want to give a shout-out to Trevor and James. Now, I know their birthdays are very close to this day, but don't really matter, for today is my birthday, and because even though my parents forgot my birthday again this year,
damn,
I know it still matters. Can I have the Dirty Germans explain to us all why our birthdays are days apart, followed up with some turtle sex? Thanks, guys. That from Nathan, who is 36 years old.
Yeah, clearly your parents do not care about your birthday. That is why they have forgot again. And your father will never forgive you for what you did to your mother's nether regions.
Yeah, son of those birthdays are very close together. Apparently your parents have this one week a year they make whoopee.
Yeah, it's their own personal Rumspringer.
Yeah.
They call it knee deeper.
Don't worry, kid. So lots of families, so it's the same way. My brother's birthday is a week before mine.
Guys, birthday shout out to our son Christopher, who spent 39 fabulous years making us worry. Would you please give him a little turtle wax into your penis is too small? That from the mom. Guys, today's my wonderful husband Thomas's 40th birthday. How about a barbershop fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. That from Mandy.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
Guys, can you wish my wife Kimmy a happy birthday and have the coach Ted talk about turning 40 years old? Oh, yeah, she's turning 40 years old.
Woo, turning 40, that's a big one. One thing I can tell you, turning 40 is awesome, I've heard. Nothing to be afraid of, and look forward to it. I'm sure everything will be fine.
Happy birthday to my lady friend Willow. She is 40, another 40th birthday there. How about the dirty Germans talking about their favorite store, Fred Meyer, that from Eric?
Yeah, it is not my favorite store, but it is, in fact, my favorite man.
Yeah, I love that store. You can get everything you need in there. Groceries, a jacket, Christmas decorations. Last time I said I bought TV.
Yeah, nothing against Fred, but I like his brother Oscar more. He always offers me his wiener.
Yeah, Oscar sells his goods there.
Oh, I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Guys, my friend David is 40 years old today. Another 40th birthday. Can I get the Dirty Germans talking about what he could expect when he takes his girlfriend to the Tool concert this summer? Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Paul.
Yeah, depending on the age of your girlfriend, you can or cannot expect Maynard to hit on her.
Yeah, stink fist.
Yeah.
Guys, today is my 44th birthday. Can I get that bagel guy with a shut your mouth and a Kirk Cousins? You like that? That from Norm in Nebraska.
Shut your mouth.
You like that? You like that?
And Ola Bacholas, today is my husband's birthday, and he is none other than the infamous Joe Dredd. I think Joe Dredd is probably about 58 years old, but it doesn't say.
That it?
Mm-hmm. So I think you need something extra special today. How about if you all get talking all over yourself about just how hard it is to rock and roll all night and party every day when you start getting up there in those years? That from his loving wife, Healy.
Healy, come on, man.
I don't know, man. I've seen that. I've seen that just in the party.
I don't know.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Yaz of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks last?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Last. Steve McCoy, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. Well, we have to determine out of the three which one sucks the least. Now, if you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yeah, and like you said, as we do every week, we have three stories. Today's stories, we have the college pimp taking on the illegal lawyer, and then finally, the dolphin killer. But let us start first with the college pimp. This story is messed up. The father of a former Sarah Lawrence College student, Sarah Lawrence College apparently is this very elite liberal arts college. Well, the father of a student there extorted and abused several students and forced at least one student into prostitution. This has been happening over the past decade. Lawrence Ray, that's the suspect, he exploited and abused young women and men emotionally, physically, and sexually for his own financial gain, ultimately extorting approximately $1 million from five different victims. The six-year-old is charged in an indictment with extortion, sex trafficking, forced labor trafficking, money laundering, and more. Apparently, he would take many of the victims while they were teenagers, and his initial victims were his daughter's college roommates. Even creepier. Now, think about this. He moved into on-campus housing with his daughter and her roommates during their sophomore year back in 2010.
Yeah.
All right, so it is your roommate, and her father moves into the dorm with you. He began, quote-unquote, therapy sessions with some of the roommates where he presented himself as a father figure and helped solve their psychological problems. Anyway, he used physical, psychological, and sexual abuse to make his victims confess to invented wrongdoing. Basically, it's like running a Scientology kind of thing on them.
Okay.
Hey, this is what you've done wrong, even though they haven't done anything wrong, and then I'm the person who can help you. In one case, he used fear and violence to force one victim to engage in commercial sex acts to repay the debts that she never actually owed him. That victim was forced to work as a prostitute for more than 4 years. He collected $500,000 from her. He also used violence. In one instance, he tied a woman to a chair, placed a bag over her head, and nearly suffocated her. I can go on, but it only gets worse. You get the idea. Anyway, he has been arrested and faces a slew of charges. Again, this guy moved onto the on-campus housing with his daughter. How does a college let that happen?
I would like to know.
Now we go to California, where a lawyer was busted by ATF agents for selling a number of unlicensed guns and methamphetamine. The suspect, one Melinda Ramirez of Anaheim, she acted as the middleman for black market arms dealers, buying weapons and reselling them to customers. In one of the deals, she sold a .40 caliber and an AR-style rifle and a silencer to a buyer in a Los Angeles parking lot. That was back in 2018. Both of the guns, of course, had the serial number scratched off. In another parking lot a few months later, she sold another illegal .45 caliber pistol in a deal that made her $900. A month later, she and an accomplice sold close to a quarter pound of meth in two separate drug deals.
She was indicted on one count of conspiracy to engage in business of dealing in firearms without a license, one count of possession of an unregistered firearm, and two counts of distributing methamphetamine. Again, she is a lawyer. And now we go for this. This is an odd one, but here we go. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They're offering $20,000 for information on a dolphin killer or killers. Why? This after two animals were found dead within a week. Now, a biologist with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, they found a dolphin that appeared to have been shot in the face. This is off the coast of Naples. But this is right before experts with the Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge, this is in Pensacola, found a dolphin on the shoreline with a bullet hole on its left side. This follows the discovery last summer of a dolphin impaled near its right eye in the upper Captiva Island. That's a little bit west of Fort Myers. They say it was in a begging posture, which means, I guess they're saying, the dolphins in this area are so used to fishing boats and everything else, they'll follow the boats. People lean over the edge and will feed the dolphins. So they associate this. Dolphins will associate people with food and generally non-confrontational. So they say this dolphin was in the posture it does to say, hey, you ain't going to eat that fish, toss it in my mouth. And instead, it got impaled. But it's for that reason that authorities believe the animals were looking for a meal when killed. By the way, it's a federal offense to feed, harass, hunt, or kill wild dolphins, punishable by up to a year in jail and $100,000 in fines. But right now, they're asking the public for help. Someone's been going around killing a dolphin. Wow. So, again, as a quick recap, we have a very, 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 very creepy man who moved into his daughter's dorm at Sarah Lawrence College. We have the lawyer in Los Angeles, California, who supplements her income by selling illegal firearms and methamphetamine. To her credit, she moves a lot of meth. And then also we have, a suspect, but no one's quite sure who it is, that is going around shooting and impaling dolphins.
If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, comments are pretty consistent. Mark says the lawyer sucks the least because they just steal our money anyway. They know how to avoid any lawsuits from physical abuse. Deborah says the lawyer sucks the least. Ron goes, it's easy. It's the lawyer in this one. Christopher says the lawyer, considering it's in California and everyone is damn near homeless, who can blame him? Robert says the lawyer sucks the least. The dolphins is the worst. And Tony says, wait, there's legal meth? Ashley says, wow, what the hell? This is terrible. Yeah. Lawyer sucks the least. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate continues on who sucks less. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up here in 8 minutes, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way as well. 1 hour from now, first quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, an art critic in Mexico says she, quote, accidentally destroyed a piece that she didn't like.
She's a damn liar.
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't care. The thing fell to the floor, shattered.
Exactly. Yeah, that's just what the art should look like now anyway.
That's right. Susie made that piece. That's not my piece either. I'm out. She thinks she's better than me. A new study found you shouldn't trust your memories from when you're high on marijuana.
Well, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting smoke weed, know that.
Right.
I don't know if I've ever gotten high enough to where I didn't remember what happened the day before, but
I mean,
I don't know that I've hallucinated to the point where I shouldn't trust the memories.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's like, it's weed, bro. It's
right.
Just smoke a little and watch some TV.
Right.
It's not that deep.
You're not going to make good decisions, so just sit on the couch.
What if
Yeah, the peanut butter stained knife in the sink lets me know I made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's right.
That's
it. You know what? Yeah. If it's good enough, grab a personal recorder. You'll be just fine.
What is on my pillow? You know what I mean?
Right.
A former governor of Iowa won $150,000 in the Powerball.
Why does that make me angry?
Just because it's a governor, I think.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Now you got to read the rest of that.
You mean the rest of that?
Right, they asked him what he's going to do with it. He goes, move out of Iowa.
Are you kidding?
No.
Damn. Wait, so this guy used to be the governor of Iowa, wins $150,000, and he says he plans on leaving the state.
Yeah. Ted.
That was a joke that I wrote for you, buddy.
Oh, son of a bitch. My bad. Damn it.
Are you kidding me?
That really didn't happen.
No.
Oh. That joke was so good, it sounded real.
That is awkward. That's I was wondering why you're looking at me like, dude, you sent me
right.
That.
It's like Ted's team of writers.
It's like, you want me to tell the joke? I can tell the joke.
I'm still going
to
tell the joke.
Well, Mike, on the bright side, it's a good joke. Damn, Ted.
That's fantastic. Moving on.
Yeah, you're right. Yep, my bad. And when I read that, I was like, damn, the hell with Iowa. This guy hates us.
Son of a bitch. Jeez.
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, dear. Utah is considering decriminalizing polygamy 85 years after they made it a felony.
Why are they making it a felony in the first place? If there's any place that anyone seemingly believes it's going to happen, it's right there. But nobody cares.
And I've come around to your guys' mentality on this. Why do you want more than one relationship?
You're out of your mind.
That's expensive, mm-hmm. Both financially and mentally.
It's the mental thing I couldn't say.
Taxing. Yeah. Bad move.
That's why I'm like, let him do it. Terrible
realize
idea.
You have three wives.
Would it? You don't like to cuddle with your wife now.
That's right. They're all going to be living in the same house, all pissed off at you.
Yeah, you're not going to change, and all of them will be mad at you.
That's right. So. Heinz in the UK, oh heavens, has been selling Valentine's Day chocolates.
Heinz?
Heinz, yeah. So you know what that means. There's ketchup inside of the chocolates.
Oh, God.
I'd eat a ketchup chocolate.
Me too.
I don't know that I would, man.
Give it a shot. Sure.
Yeah, man.
Why not?
That sounds appealing to you guys?
I mean, I'd give it a try.
I like chocolate. I like ketchup.
Okay. Yeah.
Actually, straight up, if the Heinz company makes it, I'm probably going to eat it.
That's fair.
But it's chocolate.
What if it was the purple ketchup inside?
It's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds gross, but I like it. I'll eat it in Iowa.
A burglar in Tennessee dropped his notebook where he kept notes on his other burglaries.
Why would you keep a notebook? Why do you keep
probably
a paper
so that you
trail?
Can get better.
What's he going to pay taxes?
Right. Itemized list of all the things I've stolen.
Why does he have a ledger of crimes?
Maybe it's not a ledger, man. Maybe it's his stories that he's going to tell after he, you know, is
gets
done
out of jail.
That's right. When he's done with his life of crime, he's going to write a book.
The OCD burglar.
Right. The two don't go together well.
Make sure I remember everything I touched.
People send 70,000 Valentines to a 104-year-old U.S. Marine who earned a Purple Heart in World War II.
Okay.
All right. That's the story. That's your feel-good story for the day. 70,000 Valentines.
Did I send them some with candy?
Chocolate-covered ketchup.
That's what I remember. The best part about getting Valentines was the little things of candy.
You bet.
Little foil heart. Nothing says I hate you quite like chocolate-covered ketchup. Let the person you're with know what you really think of them. Here, eat this ass.
And put it on my burger. For the third year in a row, Natural Light Beer is giving people $1 million towards student loans.
I thought it'd say $1 million to drink it.
That's Natural nice. Light, the beer company that college students like to drink, is giving away $1 million.
Yeah,
right.
It makes perfect sense, man. They know their audience.
Yeah.
That's right.
So they basically, really they're going to buy their books for the quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not cheap. They are not cheap.
No, they're not cheap at all.
I just got a bill for that the other day. I was like, oh my gosh.
How do you justify $400 worth of book? And I'm not kidding.
Couldn't this be done online?
Right.
Well, you gotta pay the coach of the basketball team something.
Or you can buy them used.
By the way, someone just chimed in real quick. We're talking about Utah. They might, make
polygamy legal again. Correct.
Because they outlawed it. Someone says Utah was required to outlaw polygamy in order to join the union.
Oh.
So Utah is now playing it back. Like, now that you got us down,
we're in.
Hey, pro tip about buying used books, by the way.
Yeah.
If you go to the pile where the used books are, look for the ones that have been highlighted.
You bet.
Oh, yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of benefits
inside
to getting that.
This is the old joke, though. You don't know how smart the dude was.
That's what I was going to say, man.
You got to look at the writing and you got to look at what they highlighted. That was an old trick of mine.
That's what they're looking for, though.
I went to school with some kids where I'm like, whatever they highlighted, read the things that are not highlighted.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. A man in Ohio tried to break into a house using a pitchfork, but the man inside held him at gunpoint until the cops arrived.
What was he, Satan?
Or the big bad wolf. You needed it for the straw house. Is getting him now.
A woman in Florida was found with meth, but you will never guess where they found it.
Where'd they find it?
Told y'all. I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hogg. We do appreciate it. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, let's get a contestant on live for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 844-999. Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.